الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى addresses you and I, the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have accepted iman, who have believed. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is his right that you refrain from disobeying him. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state that you are Muslim. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Iman as well as Islam. In the beginning of the verse, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O those who have Iman. And upon the completion of this verse, Allah Ta'ala says that do not die except as a Muslim. So normally, in our day-to-day talk, we use these two words interchangeably. We call a mu'min a Muslim, and we also call a Muslim a mu'min. And many a times we will use the word Muslim more than a mu'min. Whereas the reality is that a mu'min is he who has accepted iman, who believes. And a Muslim is that individual that after believing, he also practices upon the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. This is the difference between the two. A mu'min, he knows with regards to Allah, and after knowing, he also accepts what he needs to accept. Many a times you will find that a person knows what is correct. A person knows what is right. A person knows what is the truth. But despite knowing, he does not practice upon what he knows. So this person, he cannot be categorized as a mu'min. He cannot be called somebody who knows Allah and who also believes in Allah. For example, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, regarding him, it is famous that he himself said, ولقد علمت بأن دين محمد من خير أديان البرية دينا. He said that I know that from all the religions, the best of all the religions is the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he knew this. He had the knowledge that Islam is the religion, is the correct religion, is the best religion. But after knowing this, he further says that لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَبْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. If it was not for the fact that people will lament me, people will say to me that, oh Abu Talib, you have left the religion of your forefathers. If it was not for this that people will say ill things, wrong things about me, then you would have seen me accepting this religion open-heartedly. So despite knowing what is correct, he did not accept Islam. So just knowing is not enough. And today we live in a time where even as Muslims we know a lot. We know what is correct. You have one group who do not know. Their level of ilm and knowledge is very shallow and very low indeed. So they do not even know what is correct. Then we have a second group who know what is correct and what is wrong. But despite knowing what is right and what is wrong, we are not practicing upon and we are not bringing into our lives that which is right, and we are not refraining from that which is wrong. So even such an individual, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not worthy of this title of Muslim. Muslim is that individual who submits himself to the will of Allah Ta'ala. That even in the most difficult of circumstances, society is demanding one thing, friends are demanding one thing, family is demanding one thing. But the demand of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is something else. Now in this condition, if this person is able to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do, then he can be classified as a Muslim in the eyes of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what each and every individual needs to work towards. That how do I bring the entire religion into my life? Not just pick and choose that whichever parts are easy, we practice upon those things, and whatever we find slightly difficult, then we push them aside and we leave them to one side. A Muslim is he that he has fully submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he practices upon the entire religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. That, O believers, enter into Islam in its totality. Not only 10% or 20% or 30%. Enter into Islam in its totality. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. So shaitan is the one who is our enemy. Shaitan will always whisper thoughts in our minds to try and deviate us from the straight path. And with this enemy, with shaitan being the open enemy, we also have what is known as our nafs, our base desires. So each person has shaitan with him also. And each person has his nafs with him also, his base desires with him also. As far as shaitan is concerned, in order for a person to save himself from the evil whispers of shaitan, It is necessary that we remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. We always remember Allah. We are either remembering Allah with our tongue, or we are remembering Allah ta'ala with our heart and mind. Because when a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that time, shaitan is unable to inject any evil thoughts into us. The moment we become neglectful of Allah, the moment we stop remembering Allah, this is when shaitan will inject evil thoughts into us. This is why in Surah An-Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, قُلْ say, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, I seek refuge in the Rabb of the people, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the king of the people, إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, the deity of the people. What do we seek refuge from? مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, from the evils of that who is a whisperer and who is a retreater, someone who comes back, someone who retreats. Who is this? This is shaitan. So we are saying, oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from shaitan. But when we seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, then we use two qualities of shaitan. One is that he is a whisperer, and one is that he retreats. So what does this mean? This means that when a person is neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is not remembering Allah. You are not remembering Allah with your tongue. You are not remembering Allah with your heart and mind. At that time, shaitan is a whisperer. He will inject evil thoughts into you. So you will start entertaining evil thoughts. Evil thoughts will start crossing your mind that I should do this wrong, I should do this wrong, I should commit this sin. So whenever you find that evil thoughts are coming in my mind, that I should do this wrong or this sin, straight away you should come to this realization that this is because I have become neglectful of Allah. And shaitan is also khannas. He is also the one who retreats, who moves back. When does he retreat and move back? When a person engages in the remembrance of Allah. So as soon as you start remembering Allah, shaitan retreats. He comes back. And as soon as you become neglectful, he comes forward and he starts whispering evil thoughts into you. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that with each and every person there is a shaitan. So every person has a shaitan with him. So you have Iblis, who is the leader of the shayateen. And then with Iblis, Iblis has his whole army. So every person has their own shaitan with them. Now this shaitan which is with you, when you engage in the remembrance of Allah, this shaitan, he retreats, he moves back. He cannot inject evil thoughts into you. But as soon as you become neglectful of Allah Ta'ala, then he begins to inject evil thoughts into you. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een asked that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this the case with you also? Do you also have a shaitan with you? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, yes, this is the case with me also, but my shaitan aslama or aslamu. There are two ways you can read this hadith. Aslama means that my shaitan, due to my pure company, has accepted Islam. This was the powerful company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when my shaitan has accepted Islam, my shaitan cannot inject any evil thoughts into me. So I can never commit a sin. And the second meaning is aslamu. That I myself, I am protected from the evil thoughts of my shaitan. Why? Because we have just learned from the, I have just explained that when you are engaged in the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then the shaitan cannot inject any evil thoughts into you. And regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala at all times. So when he's engaged in the remembrance of Allah at all times, there's not a single moment when shaitan can inject an evil thought into him. So aslamu, I am protected from his evil thoughts. This is why when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once woke up from his sleep, and after awakening from his sleep, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to perform salah. So Aisha radiallahu anha says that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you just woke up from your sleep and without performing wudu, you started performing salah. So upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, Ya Aisha, inna aynayya tanamani wa la yanamu qalbi. Oh Aisha, when I sleep, my eyes sleep, but my heart remains awake. Meaning, even in my sleep, I do not become neglectful of Allah Ta'ala, so my wudu doesn't break. So even in his sleep, he was remembering Allah. And when a person goes to relieve himself, then we know the etiquette is that when you go to relieve yourself, you are not allowed to remember Allah Ta'ala. You are not allowed to remember Allah Ta'ala. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would finish relieving himself, the dua which we have been taught is that after you relieve yourself, when you come out of the toilet, you read Gufranak. Gufranak, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba annil adha wa afani. So the first word is Gufranak. Oh Allah, I ask your forgiveness. So a question arises that why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us to say, oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness after we leave the lavatory, after we have just relieved ourselves. So some commentators of the hadith mention the reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say Gufranak is because a person is not allowed to remember Allah Ta'ala whilst he is in the toilet. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with Allah Ta'ala was such that he would remember Allah at every single moment. So even whilst relieving himself, he knew that I cannot remember Allah with my tongue, but his heart and mind would still be connected to Allah. He would still be remembering Allah with his mind. So when he would come out of the toilet, the first thing he would say is, Gufranak, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness that I remembered you in a place where I was not supposed to remember you. So a person who remembers Allah Ta'ala even when he is not supposed to remember Allah, then imagine what his remembrance of Allah Ta'ala must have been at other times. So his connection was directly with Allah Ta'ala at all times. This was a connection which would never become weak, which would never become faulty. Like we have the Wi-Fi connection. Whoever your broadband provider is, every person at some time or another will find that today the connection is not as strong as it's supposed to be. And sometimes it will completely cut out, that it's not going to work for the next few hours. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with Allah Ta'ala was such that from the moment he was born until the moment he passed away, there was not a single moment when he did not have this connection with Allah Ta'ala and he was not remembering Allah Ta'ala. This is why Aisha radiallahu anha says that the first words which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered was Allahu Akbar. Allama Suhaili says this, that the first words he uttered was Allahu Akbar. So look, his life begins with the dhikr and remembrance of Allah. The first words he utters was Allahu Akbar. And the last words he uttered, Aisha radiallahu anha says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in my lap. And he was in his final moments. He had been ill for many days. And we knew that any time now he could leave. And at that time, his eyes were staring and fixed upon the miswak which was in the hands of my brother Abdul Rahman. So Aisha radiallahu anha said that I said to my brother Abdul Rahman that give me the miswak, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been staring at it for some time. It looks like he wants the miswak, but he doesn't have the ability to speak because he has become so weak and so frail. So Aisha radiallahu anha says that I took the miswak from my brother and I chewed it. And after making it soft, I gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used the miswak. How did I know that he wants the miswak? One is he was looking at it. But Aisha radiallahu anha, she was extremely intelligent. She says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always use the miswak before performing salah. Because in salah, a person, he converses with Allah Ta'ala. Al-musalli yunaji rabbahu, the one who performs salah, he converses with Allah, he speaks with Allah. We say, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Ta'ala replies, Hamidani abdi, my servant has praised me. We say, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala replies, Athna alayya abdi, my servant has mentioned my qualities. We say, Maliki yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala says, Majjadani abdi, my servant, he has mentioned my greatness. We say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we only worship you and only we seek assistance from you. So Allah Ta'ala says that now my servant, he has distributed this verse into two. First he says, we only worship you, this is for me. But then he's saying, we only ask from you, it seems as though my servant wants something from me. So Allah Ta'ala at that time says, wali abdi ma sa'ala. For my servant is whatever he asks for. Ponder over this when you perform salah. That when you say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, Allah Ta'ala replies and he says, for my servant is whatever he asks for. Now at that time, you could have asked for anything you want. But somebody would have asked for a car, somebody would have asked for a house, somebody would have asked for a wife. You would have asked for these small, small things. So Allah Ta'ala himself teaches us a dua that say, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that when we say, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, we are asking for guidance in all our worldly matters and all our matters of the akhirah also. Everything is included in this one dua. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us an all-inclusive dua at a moment when our duas are accepted. So a person is conversing with Allah in salah. So Aisha radiallahu anha says that this thought crossed my mind, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always do the miswak before performing salah, because this was a moment when he would converse with Allah Ta'ala. So I knew that these are his final moments. Now he is going to meet Allah Ta'ala for eternity. So even now he will want to first use the miswak and thereafter meet with Allah Ta'ala. So I gave the miswak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the miswak. And after using the miswak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his finger towards the heavens. And he said, Bir Rafiqil A'la. Bir Rafiqil A'la can either mean with the angels, or it could mean with the prophets, or it could mean with the mu'mineen, or it could mean with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I now want to be with Allah. Aisha radiallahu anha says that I remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell me when he was in his healthy days that, oh Aisha, when a prophet is in his final moments, then the angel of death comes down and this prophet is given a choice that do you want to carry on living in the world or do you now want to go and meet with Allah? So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bir Rafiqil A'la, Aisha radiallahu anha says that this, I remember this hadith. And this thought crossed my mind that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been informed and asked that do you want to remain in the world or do you want to go and meet with Allah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Bir Rafiqil A'la, I now want to move on. And after saying these words, Bir Rafiqil A'la, he passed away. So his life began with remembrance of Allah and his life also ended with remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So what we understand from this is that when a person remains engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, Shaitan cannot whisper any evil thoughts into him. But as soon as he becomes neglectful, this is when Shaitan will whisper evil thoughts into a person. So for this, a person needs to engage in dhikr and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala with his tongue, and he needs to continue doing this, continue doing this, continue doing this, until a time will come when he will be able to remember Allah with his heart and mind 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week. Now shaitan will never be able to whisper any evil thoughts in this person. Like Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma mentions that once while walking in the jungle, I came across a shepherd. And this shepherd had some goats. So I said to him, give me one of your goats. So he said, I cannot give you the goats. They belong to my master. So he said, give me the goat. I will give you some money. You will get some profit when you go home. Just say to your master that one of the wolves ate the sheep or the goats. He will not say anything to you. So what did he reply? He said, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. That if I am going to say this to my master, then where is Allah? So this is called remembrance of Allah Ta'ala at all times. That even when you are buying or selling, even in the middle of a transaction, even when you are in the marketplace, a place of complete neglectfulness, even at that time, you don't forget what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants you to do. We make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to work on remembering Him and make us reach that stage in the dhikr and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, that at all times we remember Allah and we are able to do that which Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, and we are able to refrain from that which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has prohibited us from doing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please, if the brothers can quickly stand up and fill in all the gaps, make the safs and rows from now so it's easier for those brothers who are walking in later on. But please make the rows from now, stand close together. Do not keep any gaps in between.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
inshallah, tomorrow after Asr Salah, our weekly Dars of the Quran will take place. All brothers are requested to participate, and brothers are requested to donate generously on their way out towards the running cost of the masjid. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء أثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم أهلك كلمة الكافرين وزلزل أقدامهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله